Hey, can you popcorn me? Thanks. Oh, sorry, I left one in your lap. Hey, it's my couch. If it gets dirty, I'm the one vacuuming it anyway. Yes, it's your lap, I guess. Which is my pillow, so you let me worry about crumbs. Shh, trying to hear the diagnosis. Oh, of course, it's inoperable. She just got married to that guy. Fuck. Nobody gets a happy ending in this show. All death and heartbreak. Yes, and the staff fucking each other. Of course, there's that. Which is complete bullshit, you know. Hospitals are places like any other. There's gotta be an HR department somewhere in the massive building, telling them all to keep their pants on for 5 minutes. That's a hostile work environment right there, sir. Only if someone complains. Well, if there's anyone not getting some of that orgy, I bet they'd be complaining. At least until everyone else starts showing chlamydia symptoms and they start shoving Q-tips up everyone's pee holes. Aw, squirming a bit at the thought. Well, then, from what I've heard, you should be running the other way from your new girlfriend. Yeah, I'm serious. And no, I'm not just saying it because I'm jealous. You're here with me every week for binge night, same as always. I have nothing to be jealous of. If anything, she should be jealous, stuck at home with her side piece tonight while I get you. I'm serious, dude. She's bad news. She may be hot, but she's a player, and I don't mean video games. I know because three of her entourage work at my store. They're always circled up back in the stock room when they're supposed to be on the floor helping customers. You can't even call it eavesdropping. They aren't quiet about it. I even heard your name dropped in the same sentence as flavor of the week. So I doubt you're going ring shopping with that girl anytime soon. Fine, I'll drop it. Ads are over anyway. Back to the show. Oh, wait, it's an inoperable breast tumor? I heard brain tumor. Fuck that. A breast tumor is the easiest cancer there is. It's always operable, long as it hasn't spread. Worst case, you lop the tit off and give me a gummy bear to replace it. How do I know? Are you seriously asking if I've had a mastectomy? Okay, my dude. First off, if I'd ever had to go through anything like that, you'd know. We've been friends since before I even had these fun bags. We're always around each other. Our parents are friends. Even if I had tried to keep it from you, you know me too well. You'd have known something was up. And second, there's definitely nothing wrong with these two. Here, watch the jiggle. See, no silicone in either one. Just 100% milkshake. Nope, no bra either. Just me under my fuzzy PJs. Have I done a breast exam lately? Why, no, Mr. Doctor. I don't really know how. Would you mind showing me how to do it just this once so I know how to do it to myself at home later? My God, yes, I'm kidding. We had a health class in high school. They showed us a really creepy old VHS tape about it. I know how to check my tits. Thank you, Mr. Doctor. Show you? Like, show you my tits? Come on, I know you've seen them. I'm not exactly shy around you. It's kind of cold in here, though. I'd rather keep my top on, if that's okay with you, Mr. Doctor. Oh, you want me to show you how to do a breast exam? Sure, okay. Here, I'll lay over your lap and give me your hand. Yeah, just go under my shirt. Yeah, it's got to be under the shirt or you won't feel anything. Yeah, that came out wrong. Shut up. So, there's my collarbone, right? And if you just kind of walk your fingers down, one, two, three, right there, That's where chest stops and breast starts. You feel it, right? A little squishier under your fingers. So now, you use three fingers and gently, but firmly, press in until you feel the muscle behind the breast. Yeah, like that. No, you're not hurting me. You're feeling for any hard lumps in the soft squishes. And circle around a bit to be sure it's not between your fingers. Yeah, that's it. And slowly just kind of work in a grid across the top. Move down a little, back across. That's it. Keep going. Yeah, just... Yeah, I'm moaning. Feels good. Shut up. Just keep going, Mr. Doctor. You can give me my exam while we watch the show. Yeah, there is something a little harder there, Mr. Doctor. I believe that's called my nipple. I didn't tell you to stop. You don't have to pinch it. But you don't have to not pinch it either. Okay, enough teasing. Back to lump finding. There you go. So, yeah, that's getting to the underside. So you still press into it, but kind of press up a bit. Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's good. Keep going. Hey, just do me a favor. Well, you're right there. Just trace your finger under that bottom swell. Yeah, lightly. Oh, no, that's not part of a normal breast exam. That's something else right there. Okay. That's good. Time for the other one. Yeah, there you go. Same technique. Just slowly search across and down and across again and down. Mr. Doctor, did you find something there? I think you found my other nipple, Mr. Doctor. Well, if you think you need to examine it more thoroughly. You're the doctor, Mr. Doctor. Yes, pinch it. Make sure it works right. Make sure it gets nice and hard when you play with it. Doctor, I think you might want to move on. The thickest, softest part of my breast still needs your touch. Oh. You need to search the rest of me. And yeah, the thing you did on the other one. Along the bottom. Oh, fuck. Go back the other way. Huh. Yeah, it feels good, genius. Hey, doctor. It's been a while since I've had a pelvic exam, and I really need one right now. Maybe you could shit, you're tickling my belly button. Fuck. Yes, doctor. Yes, those are my lips. Yeah, just gentle like that. Yes. Just. Oh, I really need this exam. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Mr. Doctor, you found my clit. Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Between my lips and further there. Yeah. Oh, fuck. No, no, no. God, no, please don't stop doing that. Fuck. Doctor, that's my G spot. Fuck. Shit. Wait. Oh. No, you're not doing anything wrong. Just kiss me. No, it's not a doctor thing. Just kiss me. Oh, you can go. I'm gonna. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Kiss me. Oh, I'm coming, doctor. I'm coming. Really talented fingers. That's enough. Fuck. It is so, so sensitive. I'm a little hot, Mr. Doctor. Maybe you should take my temperature. No, don't get up, Doctor. I'll get your thermometer out. Just let me. Take my temperature, doctor. This is perfect. I can just. Yes, Mr. Doctor, we can check my gag reflex. How's that, Mr. Doctor? No, I guess I don't have a gag reflex. Is that bad? Good, so you can keep taking my temperature then. Mr. Doctor. Is that your hand I feel cupping my breast? No, doctor. I don't mind. Doctor, I think if you want the most accurate reading, you should take my basal temperature. What's basal temperature? Silly doctor. You should know that after 7 long minutes of medical school. Here, give me your fingers. You take a woman's basal temperature by putting your thermometer into her pussy. But you have to go really deep. So I should lay back, right? And then you can put it in as deep as you want. That's it. Just put your... rub it along my lips. Just spread my juices. No, I don't think we need any more lube. Fuck. Stop. No, I don't really want you to stop. Just wait. I have a thing. No, it's not a medical thing. It's a mean thing. Just when you put it in me, look in my eyes as you push into me. Yeah, I can help guide you in. I just need you to look at me when you do this, okay? Yeah, just, yeah, you're right there, just, shit. Oh, no, it doesn't hurt. God, no. Oh, yeah, all the way. Fuck, yeah, just rest your hips on mine for a minute. God, yeah, that fits perfectly. No, Mr. Doctor, your thermometer is definitely not too small and not too big. Just enough to stretch me just right. Oh, and I can squeeze you back. Oh, I felt you pulse. Do you like that, doctor? You need to move, don't you? Yeah, go ahead, doctor. Out to the tip, and that's it, back in. Fuck, you feel me so good. Keep going, yeah. Oh, it's okay, doctor. Yeah, do what you need. Oh, does my pussy feel good on your cock, doctor? Oh, that's good, yes. Fuck yes. Oh, you're making my thighs shake. Oh yes, that means you're doing it right, doctor. Keep going. Don't stop. Oh, don't speed up. Just, yeah, just like that. Oh. I'm gonna come. Kiss me. Look at me. Oh, watch me come. Watch me come. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. deep, deep in this pussy. Oh, you close. Yeah. Look at me, baby. Look me in the eyes as you. Oh. Look me in the eyes as you pour that cum into me. Come inside me, baby. Oh, yes. Give it to me, doctor. That's it. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Come for me. Oh, I'm coming too. Look at me. Look at me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Shit. We made a mess of that blanket. It's fine. At least it wasn't the couch. No, please. Don't get up. Stay on top of me. Just let me breathe a little. Yes, Mr. Doctor. Girls need to breathe too. Yeah, come here. Does this mean? I don't know. It doesn't have to mean anything. Yeah, we're still friends. No, I definitely don't regret this. And I won't regret it tomorrow, or the day after, or the day after, if you're worried about that. Oh, the eyes thing. I don't really know why I like it so much. Yeah, it's intense, right? Like it's more than just getting off. It's sharing something. Love enters through the eyes. So you're quoting Game of Thrones now, Mr. Doctor? I'm not sure if that's true, but I don't think I would mind if a little of that happened too. Yes, we can still have binge night. But we can binge on more than just cheesy medical dramas. As long as you keep your dick out of that skank. You know, tickling, Mr. Doctor.